Assalamualaikum everyone, my name is Muhi Khwaja. Thank you for tuning in to 5 Fast Minutes with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have on the show Fatima Khan, who is the External Affairs Strategist at Muslim Advocates. Fatima, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Of course. Why don't you tell everybody where you're located?
Sure. I'm out here in the Bay Area in California, and Muslim Advocates is a national organization headquartered out in D.C.
Wonderful. So if you had 2 minutes to tell people about the work Muslim Advocates does, what would you like to tell them?
Sure. Muslim Advocates is a national civil rights organization working in the courts, in the halls of power, and in communities to halt bigotry in its tracks. In our 15-year history, we have taken on giants from the federal to the local level. We've represented victims of hate crimes, pushed the largest tech companies to address bigotry on their platforms, and taken on the Muslim ban in the courts and within Congress, and successfully settled with the New York Police Department for spying on American Muslims. These are just a few examples of how we've stood up and fought for our communities. We are so fortunate to have a stellar team of experts who have deep connections and experience in government, law, and public advocacy. In fact, in these difficult times, we are utilizing that same expertise and connections to protect the most vulnerable. Currently, we're fighting for the rights and safety of incarcerated prisoners, almost 10% of whom identify as Muslim. We've been working to empower and uplift mosques and charities across the country through trainings, webinars, and even free services through our corporate contacts. And we've continued to fight white nationalists who continue to propagate hate and bigotry against our communities. This is a strange time for all of us, and Muslim Advocates is staying focused, and we're working around the clock to ensure that our communities are protected and stay safe in these difficult times. And I hope you are encouraged to learn more about the organization. I would love for you to visit muslimadvocates.org to learn more about our work.
Yeah, for sure. I think I've always been impressed with the work that Muslim Advocates has done, and it's really impactful, and really glad to see you guys have this as your focus area to really protect the rights of all Americans and the Muslim community specifically as well. So it obviously takes a lot of resources to do this work. So if you had an opportunity to thank a donor for a minute, what would you like to tell them?
Well, I would like to thank them first and foremost for their support. And I would like them to know that when you give to Muslim Advocates, you are helping change the very system in which bigotry thrives. You are uplifting other charities and allowing your own community to live more free. And that can take place in ways in where a girl can go to school with her head held up high, or you can have an activist who says, you know what, I can run for office. You are literally changing the trajectory of future generations. We are all in this together, and we're all doing our part to help our communities. And personally, when I look at my 2 and 4-year-olds, I know that the work that Muslim Advocates is doing today, inshallah, will create a better future for them and their peers tomorrow. And just for that, I thank anyone who supports the mission to create a world in which we live free from discrimination. You are truly making a difference by changing the course of people's lives, some of whom may not even be born yet. And that's real impact, and you are part of that change. So I would thank them for that.
Inshallah, ameen. Makes me want to give, so. In terms of the partnership with American Muslim Community Foundation, you know, we've had donors who've supported. What would you like to say about the partnership with AMCF?
We love the partnership with AMCF. You guys are an invaluable resource to our community. It allows mosques and charities across the country to benefit from such a strong network of supporters that they might not have been able to tap into otherwise. And so a foundation like AMCF really creates that safety net for our community and helps charities thrive. And we are truly in a better place because of the work that you guys do. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be supporting you and hundreds of other organizations doing really important work.
Absolutely.
And the last question is, if you would like to shout out 3 charities that you personally give sadaqa or zakat to, and we'll obviously assume that Muslim Advocates is number 1 on your list.
I do donate to Muslim Advocates and work for them. But other organizations are doing great work as well. I personally love to give to Give Light Foundation, which is based out here in the Bay Area. It's founded by a wonderful, wonderful person who unfortunately lost a lot of her own family in Indonesia during the tsunami many years ago. And she has set up orphanages first in Indonesia, but then has continued in different countries. And I love supporting that organization. I also support the AIDI Foundation, which is based in Pakistan, to help orphans and widows sort of help with essential services, needs, food, employment training. It's an organization my grandfather really supported and loved. And so I sort of honor his legacy by supporting that. And the third organization that I will talk about is the UNRWA, which is a bunch of acronyms, but really it's just an agency within the United Nations that helps support Palestinian refugees.
Yeah, each of those organizations are phenomenal, and obviously Muslim Advocates is as well. We're doing this podcast series to really strengthen the nonprofit ecosystem and support the donor ecosystem to kind of find different charities to support. So thank you, Fatima, so much for joining. We'll definitely keep Muslim Advocates on that list of organizations and really thankful for all the work that you guys are doing.
Muhi, thank you so much. Really appreciate being on.
Of course. Yeah. Take care.